This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration laid out its priorities in Iraq on Tuesday, saying it wants a strategic partnership with a stable and democratic country while preventing a resurgence of the Islamic State terror group there. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills told a virtual meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. plans to remain a steady, reliable partner for Iraq and its people. He said part of that effort is preventing a resurgence of the terrorist group Islamic State. Mills said the new administration will support Iraq's anti-corruption and economic reform efforts and continue providing humanitarian assistance. The envoy said stability requires credible national elections, which are planned for October. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S. and coalition, the U.S.-led coalition, and injured at least nine other people, drawing international condemnation. Coalition spokesman Wayne Moroto said a total of 14 rockets were launched and that three hit an airbase housing U.S. troops near Erbil's airport. Moroto said the contractor killed was not an American. He said the injured included eight other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Alia al-Dam claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the U.S. is outraged by the rocket attack. He offered condolences to the family of the victim and to, in his words, the innocent people and their families who are suffering these ruthless acts of violence. Blinken pledged U.S. support in the investigation of the attack. Iraqi President Barham Saleh tweeted that the attack marked a dangerous escalation and a criminal terrorist act. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The White House said Tuesday that the Biden administration will begin on Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. South Africa has scrapped plans to use the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and will switch to a different one. Media reports say complaints with the AstraZeneca vaccine include a higher price than European Union members are paying. Also, shipments of old vaccine and a lower efficacy rate against a variant of the coronavirus that originated in South Africa. On Tuesday, South African health officials announced they would receive a shipment of 80,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and begin inoculating healthcare workers on Wednesday. The Dutch government's COVID-19 policy suffered a major blow Tuesday when a judge ordered the curfew it imposed lifted immediately, saying the government misused its emergency powers. That's according to a ruling the government immediately appealed. Prime Minister Mark Rutte imposed the curfew in January in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. The curfew, which allows only people with a pressing need to be outdoors between 9 p.m. and 4:30 a.m., was the nation's first since World War II. It was scheduled to end February 9th, but was extended last week until at least March the 3rd. The curfew spawned several days of sometimes violent protests when it was first implemented. A group that led several of those protests brought the case to court that the court ruled on Tuesday. British police in the central city of Birmingham have issued thousands of dollars in fines after raiding two makeshift clubs hosting revelers in violation of COVID-19 restrictions. The West Midlands Police Department released video of Sunday's raid on an illegal club filled with about 150 people. The club included a VIP area, a DJ, recording studio, and a gym. Police issued fines to about 70 people and believe about 50 others escaped the club through the roof. The venue's DJ faces the possibility of the maximum fine of about $14,000. Police also released video from the February 13th raid on a garage-turned pub dubbed the COVID Arms. They ejected around a dozen drinkers from the pub, but fined the organizer about $1,400. Last year, under the Coronavirus Act, the British government gave police the power to enforce health protection laws and impose fines on violators. Marissa Melton, VOA News.